Valentine couldn't decide whether it was Demosthenes they approved of or Valentine Wigan. If the former, she would not trust them. If the latter, then perhaps she could. The fact that they did not want her to discuss this with Peter suggested that perhaps they knew the difference between them. She did not stop to wonder whether she herself knew the difference anymore.
You said he built the raft. How long has he been here?
2 months. We meant his leave to last only a few days, but you see, he doesn't seem interested in going on with his education.
Oh, so I'm therapy again.
This time we can't censor your letter. We're just taking our chances. We need your brother badly. Humanity is on the cusp. This time, Val had grown up enough to know just how much danger the world was in, and she had been Demosthenes long enough that she didn't hesitate to do her duty.
Where is he?
Down at the boat slip.
Where's the swimming suit?
Ender didn't wave when she walked down the hill toward him, didn't smile when she stepped onto the floating boat slip, but she knew that he was glad to see her. Knew it because of the way his eyes never left her face.
You're bigger than I remembered, she said stupidly.
You too, he said. I also remembered that you were beautiful.
Memory does play tricks on us.
No, your face is the same, but I don't remember what beautiful means anymore. Come on, let's go out into the lake. She looked at the small raft with misgivings. Don't stand up on it, that's all, he said. He got on by crawling, spider-like, on toes and fingers. It's the first thing I built with my own hands since you and I used to build with blocks. Peter-proof buildings.
She laughed.
They used to take pleasure in building things that would stand up, even when a lot of the obvious supports had been removed. Peter, in turn, liked to remove a block here or there, so the structure would be fragile enough that the next person to touch it would knock it down. Peter was an ass, but he did provide some focus to their childhood.
Peter's changed, she said.
Let's not talk about him, said Ender.
All right.
She crawled onto the boat, not as deftly as Ender. He used a paddle to maneuver them slowly toward the center of the private lake. She noticed aloud that he was sun-browned and strong. The strong part comes from battle school. The sun-browning comes from this lake. I spend a lot of time on the water. When I'm swimming, it's like being weightless. I miss being weightless. Also, when I'm here on the lake, the land slopes up in every direction.
Like living in a bowl.
I've lived in a bowl for 4 years.
So we're strangers now.
Aren't we, Valentine?
No, she said.
She reached out and touched his leg. Then suddenly, she squeezed his knee, right where he had always been most ticklish. But almost at the same moment, he caught her wrist in his hand. His grip was very strong, even though his hands were smaller than hers, and his own arms were slender and tight. For a moment he looked dangerous, and then he relaxed.
Oh, yes, he said. You used to tickle me.
Not anymore, she said, taking back her hand. Want to swim? In answer, she dropped herself over the side of the raft. The water was clear and clean, and there was no chlorine in it. She swam for a while, then returned to the raft and lay on it in the hazy sunlight. A wasp circled her, then landed on the raft beside her head. She knew it was there and ordinarily would have been afraid of it, but not today. Let it walk on this raft. Let it bake in the sun as I'm doing. Then the raft rocked, and she turned to see Ender calmly crushing the life out of the wasp with one finger. "These are a nasty breed," Ender said. "They sting you without waiting to be insulted first." He smiled. "I've been learning about preemptive strategies. I'm very good. No one ever beat me. I'm the best soldier they ever had."
"Who would expect less?" she said. "You're a Wigan."
"Whatever that means," he said. "It means that you are going to make a difference in the world." And she told him what she and Peter were doing.
"How old is Peter? 14? Already planning to take over the world?"
"He thinks he's Alexander the Great. And why shouldn't he be? Why shouldn't you be, too?"
"We can't both be Alexander."
"Two faces of the same coin. And I am the metal in between." Even as she said it, she wondered if it was true. She had shared so much with Peter these last few years that even when she thought she despised him, she understood him. While Ender had been only a memory till now, a very small, fragile boy who needed her protection. Not this cold-eyed, dark-skinned manling who kills wasps with his fingers. "Maybe he and Peter and I are all the same, and have been all along. Maybe we only thought we were different from each other, out of jealousy."
"The trouble with coins is, when one face is up, the other face is down."
"And right now you think you're down. They want me to encourage you to go on with your studies."
"They aren't studies, they're games. All games from beginning to end, only they change the rules whenever they feel like it."
He held up a limp hand.
"See the strings?"
"But you can use them, too."
"Only if they want to be used. Only if they think they're using you."
"No, it's too hard. I don't want to play anymore. Just when I start to be happy, just when I think I can handle things, they stick in another knife. I keep having nightmares now that I'm here. I dream I'm in the battle room. Only instead of being weightless, they're playing games with gravity. They keep changing its direction, so I never end up on the wall I launched for. I never end up where I meant to go. And I keep pleading with them just to let me get to the door. And they won't let me out. They keep sucking me back in." She heard the anger in his voice and assumed it was directed at her. "I suppose that's what I'm here for, to suck you back in. I didn't want to see you. They told me. I was afraid that I'd still love you. I hoped that you would."
"My fear, your wish, both granted."
"Ender, it really is true. We may be young, but we're not powerless. We play by their rules long enough, and it becomes our game." She giggled.
"I'm on a presidential commission. Peter is so angry." "They don't let me use the nets. There isn't a computer in the place, except the household machines that run the security system and the lighting. Ancient things installed back a century ago, when they made computers that didn't hook up with anything. They took away my army, they took away my desk, and you know something? I don't really mind."
"You must be good company for yourself."
"Not me. My memories."
"Maybe that's who you are, what you remember."
"No. My memories of strangers. My memories of the buggers."
Valentine shivered, as if a cold breeze had suddenly passed. "I refuse to watch the bugger vids anymore. They're always the same."
"I used to study them for hours, the way their ships move through space.
And something funny
that only occurred to me lying out here on the lake.
I realized that all the battles in which buggers and humans fought hand to hand, all those are from the first invasion.